producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And more of those to go.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
993-7569. In case you're just becoming overwhelmed with the sweetness of the program, since we're talking about gratitude, somebody just sent me this, and I thought I would share it with you. And Jacob thought it would be okay, so it's going to be his fault if I get in trouble. How's that for throwing in the bus,
Jake? Oh, boy.
Yeah, all right, here we go. It says, I became confused when I heard the word service used with these companies and agencies. Internal Revenue Service, United States Postal Service, Telephone Service, Cable Service, Civil Service, State Service, City Service, County Service, Public Service, Customer Service. This is not what I thought service meant. Then I overheard two farmers talking. One of them said he'd hired a bull to service a few cows. Bam, it all came into focus. Tacky, tacky. All right, now, before you send me emails, understand that you have to be of a certain age to understand that, so your kids are probably not going to be offended by it because they're not going to know what it means. So there. And if you know what it means, well, shame on you for your, you know, your little dirty mind. There we go. 855. That's what I've always said. People say, well, is it okay if kids listen to your program? I said, yeah, because either they'll get it, which means they already know it, or they won't, at which point that's okay. It's pretty protective. 855-993-7569. The marijuana story goes on. I think we're going to be covering this story. Hopefully it'll become old news in the next year. But there was a story yesterday that said marijuana arrests had gone down 40% for the year in New York. That I think the headline was police mellow out on marijuana arrests. Well, part of it has become legal. But it's only been legal, I think, for, I don't know, maybe half the year. I'm not even sure that much. But, man, you can certainly smell it on the subways. And here, I told you, one of my favorite stories was it Utah? Was it Utah? No, it was Oregon. Oregon made $11 million in the first week of marijuana being legal.
Wow.
In the first week. All right, Florida approves 5 nurseries to grow medical marijuana. It turns out there was also a story about 2 weeks ago that the armed services are now talking about allowing medical marijuana. But medical marijuana isn't smoked, first of all, folks. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame, so to speak. So we'll have to see about that. All right, so we're talking about the fact that Thanksgiving is coming up in a mere... Do you realize December starts next week? Thanksgiving's late this year. It's not as... See, it's almost as late as it can be. It's, what, the 26th. And the latest it could be, it's the last... Is it the last? Yeah, I think it's the last Thursday in November. So the latest it could be would be the 29th. So I suppose it could be somewhat later. But not much.
Yeah.
All righty. Is it the last or it's the fourth? Can't tell by this
one.
I don't know either. Well, if it's the fourth, the latest it could be is the 28th. If it's the last it could, the worst it could be, well, I guess the last it could be would be the, it must be the fourth. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense, because it could be the 30th or the 31st otherwise. So it must be the fourth Thursday in November. So the earliest it could be would be the 22nd. And the latest it could be would be the 28th. So it's 2 days. So it's right smack in the middle, more or less. All right, so we're asking people what they're grateful for. And folks, if you're going to add to this, or you can certainly call me about it, do not just say family. You have to be specific. Okay? I do like... And when you're specific, you're kind of tacky, but I love it. All right, let's see what else people are grateful for.
Okay. Thankful we don't know the horror of running for your life with your children before ISIS can kill you.
Yep.
Hopefully another country will let you in. We are so fortunate, and we really take it for granted. I'm thankful for freedom.
You're absolutely right that you can walk down the street and not be fearful. And somebody's going to say, well, you know, that's foolish. You're living in a fool's paradise. But the point is, as you hear me say repeatedly, is terrorism isn't about bombing people. It's about scaring people. And I think that we tend to not be very scared because nothing has happened here for 14 years. And it is, I mean, it is, to, as I said, sort of being on that street in Jerusalem and walking down the street and having just been in an outdoor cafe and everybody outside and the music and the dogs and the little, you know, little sparkly lights and the palm trees and everybody running around in shorts and rollerblading. And then you go by a plate glass window and it's an empty store, but there's a bomb crater in there. And it was the coffee shop that was blown up by a suicide bomber 3 years ago. And they don't rebuild them. They want people to remember. That was the only time I ever thought, maybe Mom was right. Don't go, honey. It's too dangerous. And Goody Two-Shoes says, no, I'll be the safest person on the planet for that period of time. Nobody wants to, make the headlines, maybe. So, but I'm charmingly naive. We know that. And came back in one piece. So there you go. A little sleep deprived, but that was all. 855-993-7569. Let's hear what else. And folks, as I said, we've got limited time for phone calls this week just because it's a short week. So if there's something you need to talk with me about, I know everybody's rushing around right now, but if you need to talk with me, do not put it off, okay? Because I would hate for you to get a recording saying she's not here right now. I'll leave a message. She'll call you back. 855-993-7569. Okay, let's hear what else we got for gratitudinesses.
Thankful,
gratitude grams.
Thankful for my husband, kid, and pup, and thankful I didn't end up where I see some other people end up. Life is a little bit of luck and effort. I'm also thankful that I have the drive to make things better.
Amen. Good for you. Yep.
Last year at this time, a friend of mine took in a foster dog, a Shetland sheepdog. I already had too many dogs, and moreover, he was a boy, and I like girl dogs. Besides, if I was going to get another dog, I was going to get a border terrier. But I fell in love and took him anyway. Best decision I ever made.
Well, there you go. I mean, every once in a while, things will turn out completely differently than you think they're going to be. You know, life is what's happens when between times you're making plans.
Thankful for my family, home, and friends. Thankful for a good job that is good for my brain and affords me the resources for my hobbies and travel.
Amen. Good for you. Okay, what else you got?
The love of my husband, children, home, health, and all my family members and good friends.
Okay. Again, you know, specifics help, but I hear this is not bad.
My daughter, I was told I would never have children, so she is a miracle.
How old is she now? We don't know. Just if I want you to write this down someplace, you know, put it in the family Bible or put it in your address book, put it someplace that you'll run into it and remind yourself when she turns out to be a teenager that this is how you felt.
I don't have much, but I have my health food. I have my sorry, she didn't use
I think
comma.
There's probably a comma.
I have my
those,
health,
yeah.
Food, shelter, and warmth, and I give thanks daily.
Good. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like sort of comparing, and I don't think it has to be competitive misery. I don't think we have to figure out somebody who's more miserable than we are. But I think it is worthwhile every once in a while to just take a quick peek at and get our perspective and understand that on your worst days, there's probably nobody that you change places with. And on your best days, probably everybody would change places with you.
I'm thankful for my small family that I'm cooking dinner for, my house, for hope, because I hope the snow we have in Detroit goes away soon.
Oh, no, you got snow? Well, I was looking, I think last night it was 34 degrees here, and I looked at Denver, because it's from my mom, it was 64.
Oh, wow.
Trying to convince her to come visit me so she doesn't get cold is not going to work very well for the next week or so, I'm afraid. Yeah.
I have
She's getting global warming, I'm getting freezing, so there you go.
I have someone to love and someone who loves me, friends and family, food, shelter, great health, a few bucks in my pocket, and God and his promises. I am rich. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
There you go. Good for you. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm having multiple issues with my 14-year-old. My main issue is holding her accountable for her anger.
What specifically does that mean?
Okay, well, she acts out.
Don't give me psychobabble. Give me specific examples of something she's done that you don't like.
She swears at me, tells me to F off, bangs things around when she's mad.
Are you a single parent or is dad around?
I'm a single parent. I'm also I'm been in recovery for a year on the 28th of this month, so that's another issue. She is currently in counseling. I'm just wondering if the counseling is working on these issues also.
Well, I mean, that's something to talk with her about and with the therapist about. The therapist has to respect her confidentiality because she's really a client regardless of who's paying for it. But that's, you know, I mean, I'm a little unclear about how does this kid do in school?
Fair. She does fair.
What does fair mean?
C's, B's sometimes. She's not a real, real strong student.
Do you have other children?
I have a two-year-old.
Are you married to the two-year-old's father?
No.
Does the two-year-old's father live with you?
No. But we're together, but he lives in another state.
Did I just hear somebody in the background, the male in the background?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. That's my baby's dad. I'm taking him to the airport right now.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me, how often does he come and stay with you?
Well, we're going to be moving in together here in a few months.
So you're going to move in with the child's father to whom you're not married, and you expect your 14-year-old to be thrilled about this?
Well,
does it occur to you that maybe she has a reason to be angry?
Well, yeah, but her anger lies within me.
Who else is she going to take it out on? Who else is around to take it out on? Because you know I'm not a fan of cohabiting. If you were a single woman, I don't care, you know, if you want to cohabit, I have no problems about it. Once you've got kids, especially teenage kids, you're forcing your daughter to deal with your sexuality at the same time she has to deal with hers. And it's just not... Did you grow up with your mom and dad in the household?
Yes.
Okay. Think about, at 14, how it would have felt if mom or dad had moved somebody else in.
Right,
okay?
Right.
You would have been furious.
Yeah.
You would have been upset. You would have maybe felt scared. You might have tried to flirt. I mean, it's really a mess. And, you know, as I said, I'm sure this guy's a fabulous guy. I know you've got a kid with him. But you either marry this guy if you love him enough. And if you're not sure, then I don't care. Certainly, it makes sense for him to live closer to you to take care of the baby as well. But you don't cohabit with a 14-year-old around. Because if you think she's out of control now, it's just going to get worse. And all you have to do is remember, I mean, you got married to somebody that, or you went away and had a baby with somebody you weren't married to at 19, which is not a whole lot older than she is.
Right.
And presumably part of the reason you did it is the usual kind of rebellion, and your parents were not cohabiting with somebody else. So
right.
I think that what I would say, do I think your daughter needs to be in therapy? I do. But do I think you need to be a bit more careful about the atmosphere you're creating for your daughter? I do. And all you have to do is remind yourself, and I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm saying you have to think about how it would have felt to you at the same age.
Right.
It would have been very disruptive.
Right. I agree. We do have plans to get married when we all move to Utah here after school's out. Her problem isn't so much Utah or moving.
Well, her problem is everything.
For
10 or 11 years, she was the only person in your life. She's now got a baby she has to compete with. It's really inappropriate for you to ask her to babysit very much. And I know she's family, but this is a kid, think about it for a moment. This is a kid who doesn't do very well at school. So what is going to be her way of feeling good about herself? If she's gorgeous, she'll find boys. If she's not so gorgeous, what she's going to be is angry all the time. And that's really dangerous for a 14-year-old, because 14-year-olds do really stupid things. They get involved with boys who don't care about them, so they're prematurely sexual, and certainly having a live-in boyfriend is going to encourage that kind of behavior. They get involved with drugs because what she's showing you is her anger. What she's really feeling is a lot of sadness. They get depressed. They do all sorts of really stupid things, because at 14, nobody's a rocket scientist. Even people who will go on to be rocket scientists aren't at 14. So what your job is to do, because I know you want to be a good parent to this kid, is to figure out how to stabilize her environment. And moving to Utah, having a boyfriend, having another baby around the house, she needs to feel that she matters to you. And right now she doesn't. She figures if she's a good kid, goes to school every day, she's going to get ignored. So what she's figured out is the way to get some attention, and also to deal with the fact that she feels really rejected right now, is just to be furious all the time. That's really dangerous. And I know it's irritating for her to swear at you. That's the tip of the iceberg. This is a really unhappy kid. And you're her mom. And nobody likes being the mom of a 14-year-old. Nobody. But tough. You know, you sign on for life. That's and your 2-year-old will be 14 at some point, too, and will hopefully not be quite as obnoxious, but pretty close. And you were probably pretty close to obnoxious as well. So what your job is to figure out how to make a more stable environment for this kid. And talking with a therapist about it, not necessarily hers, but maybe hers, is not a bad idea. And saying to your kid, look, I had you when I was a baby. You know, I know I've disrupted your life, and sometimes I'm sure you think that I think more about me than about you, and maybe you're right, but I'm going to be a better mom to you. And if you can tell me what you need without swearing at me, I'll be able to hear it better. But you got some work to do here, honey. And that your baby's dad being brought into the middle of this is going to be chaos unless you do some of the work ahead of time.
Right.
And still, you can't live with him unless the two of, and you may not be certain enough of him to be married to him. You may not have known him long enough. Long-distance relationships are really confusing. I wouldn't move to where he is. I'd have him move to where you are, because your daughter deserves some stability. She deserves to be around people that she knows. And if he's not ready to do that, then maybe what you do is continue this kind of long-distance thing. But disrupting her to make things easier for you is not okay at this moment.
Okay, her counselors are saying it's because I'm sticking with my boundaries with her in a way where
I think the counselors don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
I mean, think about I've just described to you without embellishment and without judgment chaos. And
right.
Think of how it would feel if you were in your daughter's place and your daughter was doing to you what you're doing to her. I don't think there are enough, and I think you're choosing boundaries that are inappropriate of don't swear to me. Yeah, nobody likes being sworn at. It's not the issue. The issue is you've got a very disruptive child here, and sort of putting all sorts of restrictions on her is not the issue. The issue is helping to stabilize her life so she doesn't feel like that. Like no matter what she does, it doesn't make any difference, so she might as well just become an emotional terrorist.
Right, that's what it feels like.
I know, and that's what it feels like to her, too. And you may want to find therapists who are a little more sophisticated than the ones you're dealing with all due respect.
Okay.
Because they're missing the point. And you've got the point. God bless you for understanding how it would feel if you were 14 and your parents had done what you're doing. It would have felt awful. So the issue is don't you dare swear at me. The issue is, you know, you got to go to school every day. Of course, you got to go to school every day. But the issue is, here's a kid who says, nobody cares about me. Everybody cares about the baby. Mom cares about Jonas. She doesn't care about me. You know, nobody likes me at school. I've got this. You know, I'm too fat or I'm too skinny or I've got too much hair. My left breast is bigger or, I mean, you know, all the stuff that you worry about when you're 14. This kid needs to know that she counts with you.
Okay.
Because if she can't do it quietly doing something positive, she's going to do it noisily doing something destructive.
Right.
All right.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. When we haven't had an email, let's get an email done since, again, this is a short week, so I'm a little less accessible to y'all than I usually am. Can we do one here?
Yeah. Okay, this email is from Tom, and Tom says, I have been dating a woman for 3 years. She has 2 children, 3 and 5, from a previous marriage. When her marriage turned violent, I persuaded her to confide in her father and get out of the marriage. To her disappointment, her father tried to convince her to stay, we believe to protect his family image. Approximately a year later, her and I started dating. Her dad has said that he believes I was responsible for the marriage breakup and has such refuses to acknowledge our relationship. He refuses to speak to me or even acknowledge my presence at family functions. I have a great relationship with his entire family. He enjoys a fair relationship with the kids and speaks to my girlfriend as if I didn't exist. I have made several attempts to meet with him to discuss his concern, but he refuses to even respond. I have been supporting her since she left her ex because he was withholding support payments until she signed a separation agreement heavily in his favor. I'm struggling with my emotions on dealing with her and her father. I don't know what I should expect from her. I know what I would like to see. I would like her to tell him to be more respectful towards me. There are times when we are all together, including her ex, and in spite of the fact that this man, her ex, physically abused his daughter, her father embraces him like he was the best man for her. I know it hurts to her to know that her father failed to support her or acknowledge the abusive relationship. How should she deal with her father? What should I expect from her? My belief is that her father is morally bankrupt, and I believe he has little to offer us or our children.
Wow. Okay. First of all, this is one of those, again, you know, I'm always appreciative when you guys email me or Facebook me, but I'm the most information I can get from you, I can get from you sort of, if not face-to-face, at least mouth-to-ear, which is a phone call. All right, so let's go through this. The first question I have is your girlfriend divorced? And it sounds like she's not, number one. Number two, you certainly got involved with her before she was divorced. I don't know whether you're living with her with the kids not being married, which I'm not crazy about, and her father's probably not going to be crazy about it. Let me just stay in that part for just a moment, then we'll go to the other questions. If this is a woman that you love, and you see her as being in your life for the future, then I think you have to clean up your act. If you're living with her, you should not be. And I think the fact that you're financially supporting her is going to cloud things up, because you're not going to ever know, and she's not ever going to know, if she wants to be with you because she loves you or because you paid for things that she's grateful. And gratitude is one of those things that, I mean, it's fine to talk about at Thanksgiving. It won't work as a long-term basis for a relationship. It just really won't. Because there's, at some point, she's going to do something and you're going to say, yeah, but, you know, but you owe me. And that's going to really shatter everything between the two of you. So let me not make any assumptions. If you're not married to her, you should not be living with her and the kids. I don't care if you live with her, you shouldn't have kids. But it's going to confuse things with the kids, because they do have a father and you're not it. And the abusing the daughter, I don't know whether you're talking about your girlfriend or your girlfriend's child. So, again, can you clarify that, Jacob? It sounds like it's not clear in the email either. When he says he abused her daughter, he abused her daughter. I don't know if she's talking about that her father was.
I think he's talking about the girlfriend.
I think so, too, but yeah. Hopefully. But the point is, the kids do have a biological father. It's not you. If the two of you are married and you are in the children's life, you can be the step-parent, which means you can be a good friend and a good, you know, a good host, but you can't replace their father. So if you're not married to her, you ought not to be living with her. It's perfectly okay to see her. I don't care if you sleep with her. Hopefully you're using birth control. But being in the kid's life and living there is just going to confuse everybody, and it's probably the part of the basis for the father's antipathy. While you don't think that you caused the breakup of the marriage, that you can see in retrospect it would have been better for all concerned, for you, for her father, for your girlfriend, and certainly for the two kids, if there had been some time that lapsed between when she left the marriage, when she got divorced, and when she started dating, you or anybody else. We can't go back and undo history, but you can certainly make sure that you're not muddying it anymore. If she is divorced and you want to get married, then I think you should marry her and live with her and start helping to be in the kid's life, which may smooth things out with your father-in-law. It may not. But we live in a country where parents don't choose the mates for their children. So, and for you to on the one hand, try to curry his favor and then say he's morally bankrupt doesn't make any sense. If he's morally bankrupt, what you want to do is neutralize him, not befriend him. If you want his approval, then presumably you want his approval because you feel that he is a worthwhile human being. So you can't hold both beliefs simultaneously. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a logic impossibility. But my guess is if the situation with his daughter was clear, that he might be more disposed toward you. It was also a little confusing about family gatherings where you're there with her and her ex is there as well. If she's not divorced, you shouldn't be at family gatherings, and you shouldn't be around him. And if you sort of clean up your act, then maybe your potential father-in-law will be better disposed toward you. Not to mention it's confusing to the kids. In terms of how she's going to deal with her dad, that's her issue. And I don't know, and you don't know exactly what the situation is. You know her perception of it. And very few people are going to come and say, look, I'm really bored with this dude. I really don't want to be around him anymore. So, it was okay for a while, but I'm kind of bored and I want a new mate, dad. What do you think? So, I mean, people are not necessarily the world's best reporters and the most accurate reporters on their own life. So knowing what she said to her father, and who knows, this may be a woman who treats men as potential sugar daddies, whether it's her husband or you or her dad, that the way that you show love is to give money. And if she went to her father and said, I want you to support me, that may have influenced his perception of all sorts of things. And in fact, you have stepped in that role, ready or not. So you need to clean up your act with respect to her. If she is capable, with young kids, she may need to think about daycare or putting the kids in some kind of school situation. But presumably she's able to earn a living and support herself. And I think that'll make her feel better about herself. Presumably it'll relieve some of your concerns that you should have about, am I only here because I'm paying the bills? But you can't control her relationship with her dad. You can't even control your relationship with him. You can just make your behavior more acceptable in everybody's eyes, in society's eyes, in the kids' eyes, in my eyes, in your eyes. In her eyes, not so much. I'm not clear. It sounds to me that, again, she may view men as sugar daddies, that you show me you love me by how much money you give me, whether it's my dad or my ex or my current. But if you're not married to that woman, you should not be living with her, especially with the kids around, and it's certainly not going to enhance your status with her father. And in terms of, I think that the father-in-law, son-in-law relationship is almost as fraught with, or can be almost as fraught with peril as the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law situation. But what you do is you do the right thing. You do your part, and you're stupid and cheerful. But again, I have so many questions about the status of her relationship with you and her legal status and her marital status that it's a little hard to get beyond that particular issue. And if I can't get beyond it, my guess is that her father's not going to be able to get beyond it either. I don't think most dads are comfortable with the notion of their daughter having sex with anybody, let alone with a husband, let alone with a boyfriend. And to a certain extent, his perception that you may have been a disquieting, upsetting factor in the marriage may be accurate. She felt that there was some place to go, which is not. And again, I don't know what the abuse factor is, and certainly staying in an abusive relationship is stupid and dangerous and bad for the children, bad for everybody. But, there's so many questions in this particular accounting, it's a little hard to address them except to say, make sure that your behavior is above reproach. And that includes not living with somebody that is married to somebody else, not living with somebody who has small children to whom you are not married, and making sure that you are not taking all sorts of liberties with those kids that do not legitimately befall you. And in terms of relationship with her father, if your situation is above reproach, then he becomes kind of an irrelevancy. All right, and her relationship with him is something she's going to have to work out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All right, yeah. Well, there's actually a couple of kind of cool movies that are available on DVD this weekend. And in the next couple of weeks, you're going to expect kind of an explosion of DVDs that are going to be available for stocking stuffers. Okay, let's start with No Escape. This is a movie that most people didn't like. It stars, I didn't hate it, and I'll tell you why I didn't hate it, and I'll tell you why most people did. It stars Owen Wilson, who's somewhat, to be quite honest, miscast as an American businessman. And the part that I identified with probably the most strongly is they're on a plane flight, and the kid says, when are we going to be there? And they say, oh, there's only another 30 hours or something. They're going to Southeast Asia. His company is going to improve the water quality, so they've been shipped off. And it turns out they arrive, dun, 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 in the middle of an uprising, which this was made, it came out this year, so I guess it was a little bit prescient, because even though the Middle East is certainly, or the Far East has been a little unstable, it's certainly destabilized a bit more in the last couple of months. So this one was a little bit prescient. It turns out that rebels attack the hotel where they're staying, and they're ordered to kill any foreigners when they encounter, which makes it pretty easy for them to target Owen, because they've got a big poster with his picture in the lobby saying, "Welcome." So he now has to find a way to save his kids and his wife. The reason really to see this movie, believe it or not, is Pierce Brosnan, who plays kind of a soldier of fortune. And Pierce Brosnan, I think, has always been a really good actor. But he's so distractingly attractive that, I mean, he was James Bond for a while, right? But in this one, he gets to play kind of an aging soldier of fortune that may be the dreaded CIA. So it's I think he's worth the price of admission, but I watch him do almost anything. The problem about Owen Wilson is he's a little bit miscast as an action figure. And there's one scene which I think it's in the trailer, which I hate trailers. I mean, I love trailers, but the only reason I see trailers is because I've missed a movie. Because quite often they give away the best parts of the movie. But in this particular one, he has to fling his daughter over from one rooftop to another over a chasm. And you're thinking, don't try this at home. And I mean, it sort of seems like Abraham and Isaac, right? Oh, just climb up on this rock, kid. Trust me. Okay, kid, I'm gonna toss you to your mom, and you know, trust me. It's a little bit. It was a movie that people didn't particularly like. But you know, there were some moments in it that I sort of liked. I think they got like a 38% out of 100 or something. So people didn't really like him. Pierce Brosnan is wonderful. It tends to be, it's not a movie, it's not a family movie by any stretch of the imagination. It's fairly violent. But Pierce Brosnan is wonderful. His brother, Luke Wilson, plays Roger Goodell in Concussion. I know, a piece of trivia that you don't necessarily need it particularly. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, the other big movie that comes out this week, which I thought, I was kind of mixed about, to be quite honest. I like the hair. It's Meryl Streep and Ricky and the Flash. And first of all, I mean, you gotta, who among us does not love Meryl Streep? I mean, we all do, right? And this one, she gets to play a rocker. With a great hairdo. I actually tried the braids, and I have more hair than she does, and I didn't need extensions, so that, I suppose that's absolutely irrelevant, isn't it? Never mind. Okay. For some reason, this isn't coming up. The problem about it is she plays a relatively unlikable character. She the idea is that her kids hate her because she deserted them. And her point is, well, you know, that they don't give the same hard time to Mick Jagger. Well, yes and no. I don't think anybody ever nominated Mick Jagger as Dad of the Year. And the idea that she was actually not a rock star when she deserted her kids and chose not to go back. So there's, and the problem is, I don't think the movies deal very well with women who people view as bad mothers. So so she's a little hard to like. The music is really fun. And she's working at Kmart during the day and honky-tonks at night. And so this is a big career. Kevin Kline plays her husband, her estranged husband. But the real revelation in this is Rick Springfield, who's terrific. He plays her now boyfriend and her backup guitarist in the band. And he's wonderful. I mean, just fall instantly back in love with him. Mamie Gummer, who is her actual daughter, plays her daughter in this one. Audrey McDonald, for some unbeknownst reason, plays Kevin Kline's wife. And the kids, the idea is that one of the kids is getting married, and should she go to the wedding, and is she going to get invited, and is she going to wear her rock, you know, her leather dudes, and a guitar heroine who made a world of mistakes as she followed her dreams of rock and roll stardom. Well, turns out she was never actually a star. She gets a shot at redemption and a chance to make things right as she faces the family with her music. As I said, the reason to go, first of all, it's always fun to watch Meryl Streep. And the music is fun, but the person who walks away with the movie really is Rick Springfield, who's just plain wonderful. And the scenes between Meryl and her daughter, have that particular resonance. I've never thought Mindy Gilmore was a particularly good actress, but there is something about watching a mother and daughter play mother and daughter on screen and sort of have it out with one another that has a certain appeal to it. So, there was the other movie that came out this week on DVD. Well, there's this is one of the ones that you're on your own about this one. It will probably make the most money. Shaun the Sheep movie. Catch them if you can. Get it? You can. So that's out on DVD. Did you ever see that one?
I did not.
Yeah, it had no appeal whatsoever for me. The Nicolas Cage Pay the Ghost, I think, went directly to DVD, so I didn't see that as well. So the two big ones are Ricky and the Flash and No Escape. They're both worth seeing as kind of silly, stupid, guilty pleasures. Neither of them are terrifically good movies. Both of them have appealing casts that are somewhat miscast, to be quite honest, but have some vague appeal. I mean, it's not a bad Saturday night kind of thing to do, but you're also going to be over the Thanksgiving holiday if you need a whole bunch of DVDs, except you can't watch them with the kids. You're much better off with something like Mr. Holmes, which is really a delight with Ian Holmes. Is that right? No, Ian McClellan, sorry. And Southpaw's out. So there are a bunch of much better DVDs that are out, but those are the ones that are out this week on DVD. You can check them out at drjoy.com. All right, but a whole bunch, we're just about to wander into the end of the year movies, so there are a whole bunch coming out. And I think I'll review the movies for you tomorrow, just because on Thursday you'll all be eating turkey and maybe going to the movies. That's what a lot of people do on Thanksgiving when they're not watching football. Okay? 855-993-7569 is the place to find out about DVDs and movies, and email me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flocket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.